I wrote about light in a previous post, and I said, "The warmth of the light draws us gently out of the darkness. It invites us not to remain there." I was at that time referring to a response to God's light, but here it also applies when considering how the followers of Jesus might be attracted to others. In the Meditation of the Two Standards, Ignatius says, "Consider the address which Christ our Lord makes to all his servants and friends whom he sends on this enterprise, recommending to them to seek to help all, first by attracting them to the highest spiritual poverty. And in the contemplation to attain the love of God, which means to become able to love like God loves, not to win God's love as it might be misunderstood," Ignatius makes two points. The first is that love ought to manifest itself in deeds rather than in words. The second is that love consists in a mutual sharing of goods. For example, the lover gives and shares with the beloved what he possesses, or something of that which he has or is able to give, and vice versa. The beloved shares with the lover. Hence, if one has knowledge, he shares it with the one who does not possess it. And so also, if one has honours or riches. Thus, one always gives to the other. In other words, the relationship is reciprocal. This is to consider how God works and labours for me in all creatures upon the face of the earth. That is, he conducts himself as one who labours. Thus in the heavens, the elements, the plants, the fruits, the cattle, etc., he gives being, conserves them, confers life and sensation, etc. If God shines his light in the world as described previously, it is for us to do likewise, to attract and draw others to the source that is light itself. Salt and light. It is not enough to keep it all to ourselves.